Man, I mean, here at the Tug Bar, normally it's time to start the show with Simon. I don't see him around. Do you guys see Simon? I'm not sure where he is. This always happens to me with him, especially at conferences. It's a whole thing. He's normally here with his milk and cookies, ready to start the show. I mean, let me give him a call really quick. Hello? Straight to voicemail, man. Well, I mean, I guess there's only one thing I can do for y'all. I'm going to have to start the show. For those of you who don't know me, I am Juan, the graphic designer for the Tech Bar, responsible for all the dumb Photoshops you guys love. And today we got a great show for you. We got Powerhouse Ray as usual. We got Super Cousin Danny. Today we got the boys from Uptime, VoIP, Blaine Yeager, and Blake Scott. It's going to be a super good episode. They're going to have beers and banter with the bros. I hope y'all enjoy it. No beer for me though. I'm only 20, so I guess I'll say goodbye to y'all with my juice box and get ready for an awesome episode of the Tech Bar. See y'all later.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Tech Bar. I'm always Super House Ray. This is
Super Cousin Danny.
And we're here to rock it.
Yep.
Yeah, we're 9 minutes late, so on time. Yeah, we had this whole checklist. Danny and Simon have been working on this since 5 o'clock. We've only done this 42 other times. So, you know, we were perfectly prepared to get this done on time. So, yeah, 9 minutes isn't bad.
No, it's not. It's not that bad.
Yeah. So, anyways, I see already we got a bunch of people in the chat. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dallin. It says on time-ish. I'm going to go with that. That'll work. So, this episode actually is pretty cool. So, if you saw the promo on Dispatch where Danny and I were doing the whole, it's because we have royalty. I don't know if we can do, I don't know if we can say the name without copyright violation. They're these reptilian animals that were in the past and then were remade, you know, and then we have a trainer of these animals.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
A certain species.
Yeah.
Dangerous species of these animals.
From a Jurassic time, kind of time.
Yeah.
Where the whole world was, you know, taken over by these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Too much caviar. That's what Keith Rose says already. So, can we have caviar on the Tech Bar?
I don't know.
I know.
I mean, one, you would know.
Oh, because I approve the budget. Yeah. Okay. We're not that kind of we're not that kind of show. We do want to check though. Can you guys hear us? Okay. Is the audio okay this time? You know, because you know we want to make sure that it's you know we're kind of a VoIP company, so we kind of want to make sure it sounds all nice and clean. Dinos are not from ancient time. They're from my time. Is that what Keith says? Oh, that was my dog. Little known fact, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rex was his animal. Thank you, Phil, the producer, for letting us know. All right. So we have an awesome episode. We have it's not just about us. We have some friends. And in this episode, we decided to bring some longtime friends.
Yep.
Danny, you want to introduce our longtime friends?
Sure. Which one do I like more? Let's go. Let me think. I'm going to go with...
I know which one likes your wife more. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
All right. So on that note, we have Blake Scott and then Blaine Yeager.
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Yeah.
Brittany's somewhere blushing right now. I know it.
Yeah. Well, because Blaine's your favorite.
I know.
Danny gets a little jealous, dude. So I don't know if you know it or not, but
I have that, it's all good. That effect on women and men.
I mean, he did kind of grow on me, so he's not inaccurate.
So, Danny, Glenn wants to know why the camera's crooked. Can you explain that one?
It's not crooked. You're crooked.
Tell your bodyguard it's not crooked.
So, normally I will sit there and I'll direct and I will help them set up. This time I just stood back and let Danny and Simon handle this. Yeah. Well, look at Keith to your rescue. The camera's level. The world is tilted.
There you go. I think
that's pretty damn accurate.
You know what? The good thing is this is a perfect show that as it goes along, you're not going to
care. Yeah, it'll even out. And the best part is you can't see this, but the TV in front of us is also crooked. So we're looking at you guys and it's like, eh. So if Blaine, Blake, if we can get you guys to tilt to the right a little bit the entire episode. Yeah.
Maybe it might.
There you go. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. So Blaine and Blake from Time Void. I guess we should, Simon, we're going to do the 30 seconds now. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I might as well. 30
seconds. Oh,
Simon, yeah, so nothing super.
Simon gives zero input whatsoever. He's nodding his head like people can see him. Simon, there's people watching this. I don't think you understand how TV works. Yeah. So Simon doesn't know this, but I can also do this. And he's just, say hi, Simon.
Oh, my God.
So why don't you go? So Blaine, Blake, we'll get off the screen. We'll give you guys 30 seconds to talk about Uptime VoIP. Right, Simon? Good.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we'll give you guys 30 seconds and you guys do your thing.
Yeah, so nothing super, but a couple weeks, months, be a channel program. Other than that, it's more of the tech stuff, focusing on Ray's got it right. So that's what you got, anything?
I don't. Just keep sending me a check and I'll keep showing up.
As always, prepared, everyone.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. Now, and Brittany is watching. Danny was saying, oh, Brittany's going to watch this. She is watching. She sent a picture of...
You're going to love this.
She sent a picture of Lila looking at the screen saying, when your dog recognizes her dad on Tech Bar, because Lila's watching Danny on the screen. So it's freaking adorable. Simon, you can pull that and put it up later. Sorry, I'm on a Mac, and I don't know how to use Mac, so just hold with me. I know how to do this, but that's about it.
Why is she looking at Blaine?
Oh, wait, what a minute. Dick. You're off camera, dude. Oh. That was the whole thing you were talking about. Okay. All right. Simon, show them what you're doing just so they can see it on camera.
I'm telling them it's time for drinks.
They can't hear you, dude. So... So we decided we wanted a way. All right, bye, Simon. So we wanted a way to talk about, like, so we can communicate without you guys seeing it. So we can do, like, you know, a more professional, more smooth show. And I think we're accomplishing that, right?
We're trying to.
Yeah.
Super smooth.
Yeah. It's been 2 years, guys. We're just new at this. We'll get used to it. So. So Simon's like waving the sign, like he's like holding a boombox outside my window.
Yeah.
You know,
he definitely does not know that reference.
No, he does not. All right, Simon. So we're going to talk about the drinks. First, let's go with you, Blaine. What are you drinking today, man?
The old Bush latte.
I like that. Ooh. Classy as shit.
Hey, you can't trust it unless it comes in a dirty 30.
So is that like is it that one or Coors? Like it gets cold and you can see the mountains. Is it which one?
Oh, we're not that fancy. Coors is the mountain. We don't do that kind of gimmick.
Oh, Bush Light is like scratch and sniff. Is that what this is?
Yeah, and sniff.
All right,
that's also true.
And Danny and I will be doing. Hold on, we have. We have a bar cam here. Danny and I will be doing Eeny, Meeny. No, that's Crown Royal. Fuck that.
You know you like
let's
it.
Let's go with the Buffalo Trace. I mean, the Horse Soldier. This is Horse Soldier something something. signature something something. Danny, get the ice.
I'm on it.
All right. So, what is that? Get print of what the hell is that, Simon? Okay, thank you for leaving notes for yourself, so we have no idea what's going on. Simon's raising his jukebox, and he's telling us we got to get into the rules. Did you guys know we have rules on the tech bar?
Nobody ever told me, said. All
right, so we have some rules Simon's going to bring up. This is a test. We're going to have you guys read off the screen. So we do this before drinking, because after drinking, nobody can read the shit. Blake, do me a favor, man. In your manliest, sexiest voice, can you give us the first three rules there?
Sure. The bartenders are always right. No politics or religion at the bar. If you hear these words, you drink. Namest, unprecedented, the new norm.
Wait, let's go back to one, please. What did you just say?
Nams? I don't know what that word is.
Hey, how about you put a Y at the end? That might help you. Put a Y at the end. Word.
Is that like Madison with two Y's and not where you think?
Namest?
Come on, Blake. Put a Y at the end. That might help you.
Namasty?
What the fuck? Where are you going with this?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Look, well, maybe if I replace the E with an A Y.
I don't know if
it would be an I E at the end, not Y.
So, all right. So there you go. Those are our three drinking words. Namaste, unprecedented, the new norm. We will pick a fourth word as we go, or namest, as Dallin says. Blaine, can you give us the last three?
Sports are on 24 since the bar stays at the bar. If the bar tends to see rule number one.
There you go. So, and for the purposes of this episode, you guys are included in the bartenders. We are the bartenders. Oh, hey, Mom. How you doing? There's my mom. All right. So, all good. So, we will also be doing a toast. Or we're supposed to pick up a word of the day. Blake, you struggled with that namaste, dude. So, I'll let you pick the fourth word. Any word you want doesn't fucking matter. But when we say it, we drink. What is your drinking word of choice?
Beer.
Beer. you know. Okay, so I'm not going to give him shit. I'm going to say that is on brand as fuck for like doing the Bush Light. That is on brand as fuck. Okay, I'm good with that. Keith, you cannot be a topless bartender. only because we do this entirely off tips, and I feel we would be demonetized. So Simon is doing stuff again. He's telling us to do things.
The toast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Danny, why don't you read the toast this time? You haven't read the toast
in a long
time.
I would love to. Where is it?
It's on the screen, dude. Jesus Christ.
All right. In honor of Blake. Candy. It's dandy. Oh. And of course, private chat, baby. Yeah. But liquor is quicker.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. There you go. Cheers, my friends. Wait, I'm going to do this that's hot, too. Okay. That's got some heat to it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and
you're gonna get water.
Add some water. Yeah. That's tight, bro. You want some water?
Nah.
Oh, talking all that shit. It's not Crown Royal, right? I'm good. So what is Buffalo, or this is Horse Soldier signature bourbon whiskey for legendary men, legendary spirits. I mean, you know, small batch bourbon forged in fire. That's manly right there. That's some good shit. All right. All right, Simon, what are we doing, dude? Are you pretending?
Wait, like we're not going to.
Yeah, you're going to get on the show and talk, right? It's not just going to be us.
So,
right?
So, Simon, what was one of the main topics when we Run into Blaine and Blake in Chicago.
Oh boy!
I mean, there was many topics, but
specifically to Blaine.
Blaine looks like someone. Some movie with dinosaurs. Rick, can you take a guess?
I'm gonna say a movie with dinosaurs. Land Before Time.
You're Littlefoot.
Simon is Littlefoot.
Wait, I've never seen that movie.
He kills me.
Guys, you're gonna hear this a lot. He doesn't see any movies.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Keith. Or I'm sorry. Yes, Tim. You did absolutely teach me better. Sniff. Determine your dominant nostril. Sniff one more time. Then you take a sip. Let it coat your tongue. Then you drink again. I do remember, sir. I absolutely remember. Tim is our resident bourbonologist.
Can anybody in the chat guess who he looks like?
He did. He said, "Journey to the Center of the Earth." I
I got it.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. What do you say? Blue? Lock it up, Blue?
Blue.
Yeah.
Lock it up.
Yeah, there you go. Something like that. Can you?
That's my boy, Blue. Is that it?
Come on, man. Yes, no. And it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye. Simon, you seem confused.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who he looks like because I don't remember.
Okay, I think he looks like...
You were 100% sober. I can't believe you don't.
I was fucked up off the milk that they were giving me.
It was spoiled milk. He looks like a young gentleman that may be flying across the galaxy to guard it or something. That he may be like protecting parks and or recreation.
Yeah.
He may be herding velociraptors.
Poor.
Not Seth Rogen.
There you go.
I wish.
Thank you, Glenn.
Finally, there you go.
The arbiter of truth. There you go. So I'm told you look like Chris Pratt. I don't see it, but I've known you too long.
See,
so,
live, it's different. And I came up with that rather quickly, too. I did not have any drinks at the time, either. I'm like,
he saw me.
That was still early.
He said, hey, do the thing. And I said, what the hell? And he said the thing.
The thing is that, Ray, what you don't know, Ray, is that we ordered Chris Pratt for this show online, and this is what we got.
Oh. Yeah. What? Okay. So, yeah, I can see the resemblance now. So, you know, Chris Pratt's got the six-pack. Blaine's got the 30-pack of Busch Light.
30, yes.
But I can appreciate the branding on the screens. So, you know, I'll take that.
Both physiques take time to make. So, I mean, that's credit for that.
Do you want to lift up and show some?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, because I ain't making fun of anybody for having some extra.
No, I'm just saying, no matter what, it's hard to do both.
So when you're herding velociraptors, I want to get down to brass tacks here. It seems to me like, it's very difficult to, because I liken it to children, because they're also extremely deadly, and they also try to attack you and kill you when you're not looking. So how exactly would you, if you have four children, like how would you keep them at bay? Tim says deep fake. Yeah, the one on the left was a deep fake. You know, that's the trick. So how would you keep velociraptors at bay if, like, you know, if you were Glenn Holcomb says twinsies. How would you keep velociraptors at bay if, like, you're walking through the mall and suddenly they start to get a little rowdy? What would your actions be? Walk us through this.
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Blaine?
First of all, probably Ted to guess. It'd be frightening for sure. But a lot of hollering, I imagine. And other than that, run.
Running works.
Run.
So and that makes sense to me. I mean, that's literally what I would do if I were to see a bunch of dinosaurs come in. I'm still going off with the toast. Candy is dandy, liquor is quicker.
Yeah. Whoa. So what is it?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
ah!
That was uncalled for.
Well, I didn't want to hit the glass.
He's a good boy. See, that's it, man. See? You taught me well. Look, you got to like.
You're going to make Lila jealous, dude.
Yeah, she's watching. The dog's watching. So I got to be careful.
To anybody at home, these are not real dinosaurs. We don't want you scared. These are just very expensive props.
There we go.
You didn't blow up the freaking Triceratops like top? It's like a flat hat. Speaking of hats, we have these lovely hats here just for you guys because we knew you were classy as fuck. You got to take this shit out. Classy as fuck. So we wanted to be classy as fuck too. We're going to get her done.
That's for you guys.
You guys. Actually, this is a pretty great big hat. I'm going to keep this shit.
That is a badass hat.
The trucker hat's coming back.
Yeah, this is my one and only trucker hat, I have to say. So I appreciate
it. If you get a mullet out of the back, it'll be perfect.
So, Simon, you want to tell them why we don't have the mullet when we were looking for the mullet?
Blake, we don't talk about mullets here because that gets me in trouble. I was supposed to order some Amazon hats with mullets, and I ordered them, but the order needs to be approved by admin. And I didn't follow up with the admin, so now we're stuck with.
Did you actually order?
I did. It just didn't get approved.
Kills me.
But so now anyway. Now you have a cool Punisher hat, though.
Huh?
Now you have a cool Punisher hat.
I do. No mullet, though. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do without a mullet.
So Blake? So what's happening to Blaine right now? Is that similar to what may have happened when you guys were out on a trail? I think you guys have a story there. You guys,
story,
yeah,
we have a story.
You got lost on a state land trail
being 16.
Oh, yeah,
with your dad.
First of all, is Blaine still here?
I don't know, it looks like he's gone.
All right, we'll go with that. We're gonna take him off screen, we're gonna make it all about you, Blake. Carry the show, dude. No pressure, it's just you. We're gonna take a back seat, we're gonna play with dinosaurs and drink. You got this for the next hour and a half. All right.
Perfect.
We're going to do this. We're going to do the more you know, where we're going to ask you some quick fire questions. You're going to give us the answer. There are right answers, and there are answers that make me judge you deeply. There are no wrong answers.
Right.
So anyway, so first and probably the most important question, and completely ignore what you see behind me. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
All right. That's
a good answer. That's
a good answer. And then what are your hobbies?
What are my hobbies? So since we're in Michigan, we have seasons here, not like Miami where you guys are at, where it's just summer.
We have seasons, summer one, summer two, summer three. Yeah.
So like summer, we do like four-wheeling, like side-by-side riding, getting lost in the woods, like you alluded to earlier. In the wintertime, snowmobiling. And then other times of the year, I just work live event production. For a local venue.
That's cool. What kind of events?
Mostly live concerts.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did a GE with Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Wow. Okay. So now you're gonna say
No.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, Dua Lipa. Same thing. Very similar.
I did say beer. Is there a beer there?
Yeah. There you go. They're like, we don't have beer, we have Busch Light. No. So you haven't, when I read, you haven't kept up on Star Wars. It's literally 40 plus years. What have you not kept up with exactly?
Yeah.
The first original three, like those were
okay.
Like when I was growing up, we had them on VHS. Simon doesn't know what that is, but
were they the real VHS or was it like copied from like some online?
No, they were legit. It was the three pack.
Okay. No, I had mine like had Walter Cronkite. They were absolutely recorded from like a TV airing, and then as I got older, I bought VHSs and all that stuff. But I'm a little older than you, so it's okay. So you've watched the original three, so you know Luke. You know Darth Vader's the father. I don't think I'm giving anything away. What else? What after that? It's fucking Simon. So, okay. So after that, what have you watched any more?
I remember I was young at the time when the next installment came out, we like went to the theater, but I'm pretty sure I fell asleep. And then like, that's where I stopped watching them. I know.
I mean, nowadays,
Jar Jar Binks, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. But the prequels are pretty good now considering.
Nah, I don't know.
You know, I have a confession, Ray, that I don't think I ever told you guys. And I know we talk about Star Wars a lot, and I got to tell you something. Would you like to know the first three Star Wars movies I've ever seen? In the order I've seen them? The very first Star Wars movie I saw was Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
You know what?
You're my age. You were a baby when they came out.
I saw them when I was like 6 or 7, enough to remember.
Okay.
Then I saw Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And then I saw A New Hope. And then I watched them how you're supposed to.
Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know, man. That's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I think that's crazy.
I mean, that's okay. If it were anybody else on the planet, I would say that was blasphemy. But you who like to take short stories and turn them into novels, like that to me is like a...
I don't think he got it. He didn't get
Simon,
it.
Simon, you pick.
I feel like I'm like... Come to spotlight.
You do. You absolutely do. So, Danny tends to make short stories long and twisted and without any beginning, middle, or end.
They know.
Yeah.
It was a walk back from the pier. You guys remember that was
so.
A,
what's,
that
your
was
opinion
a walk.
Of, what's your opinion? What's your opinion?
It's a walk. That's pretty good. Ability.
See, when you're drunk, it doesn't really matter, though.
That's true. That's true. His Danny's storytelling abilities.
He turns any story into a novel. Into
oh,
a
he
novel.
Says it right now.
Yeah. So we're coming up with our business cards. Yeah, you're gonna love this. So we're coming up with we decided to make business cards that are trading cards. So like they have like cool names. Like mine has CEO and powerhouse. Danny's has most important person. They're pretty good. They're cool, right? So we have to come up with strengths and stats. And so Simon does for Danny. He does whatchamacallit. He does turn short stories into nobles, NOBLE. And so he does, you know, he does what just happened, right? With Blake and Namaste. He just ran right through it. We're like, no, you turn, go back. We need to address this. And Simon's reaction is priceless. He goes, wait, I researched it. Simon, you want to tell them what you researched?
To my defense, I didn't know how to write it. So I thought of the quickest bookstore that I could think of, Barnes and Nobles, right? So then I wrote it exactly how I was, and it turns out I was completely wrong.
So yeah, so he looks at Barnes and Nobles and says, okay, well, that's about books. Obviously, it's Barnes and Novels, not like the last names of two gentlemen, not possessive, noble apostrophe S, belonging to nobles. So, yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That was quite an interesting.
Those are the meetings that you're like, oh, I have a meeting today. And then you're in that meeting, you're like, I'm glad I had a meeting.
Simon, can you read that for me? Phil's comment?
Be right back. Heading over to Barnes and Novels.
Spaceballs is the fourth Star Wars movie worth watching. I agree 100%. That was actually my son's first Star Wars movie when he was 8 months old. So... there you go. So, all right, cool. Blaine, now that you're back, we're doing The More You Know. We want to learn about you. We want to educate the audience. We want to tell them all about the cool,
I don't know
cool
how
gentleman
much
you are. I mean, Simon made up a bunch of shit, so, you know, don't worry about it.
So we already asked Blake the first question. What was the first question?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's always the first question.
Blaine? Yeah. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I hate that he's even thinking about it. I
never watched a single... the only Star Wars life was the one with Jabba the Hutt. That's the only thing of it.
Yeah, so Blaine's not going to be able to join us the rest of the episode.
Wait, so how many Star Treks have you? So you prefer Star Trek?
No. The only
fucking dune buggy ride.
Oh, that's good. I just don't watch it.
Yeah, we got other.
Is that what this is? Like, you're like, we don't watch like movies. We like,
we go make like movies.
And I don't think those are on YouTube. The ones that I've
that was pretty good. Why it sounded like Vin Diesel, I have no fucking clue. But
it's a family. It's about family. It's family.
Okay, so you guys, I've known Danny since. I've known Danny my entire life.
Yeah.
You guys have known each other for quite some time as well, right? How long you guys known each other?
Third grade.
Elementary school, yeah. It's been a long time.
Do you guys remember your third grade teacher's name?
I think we had different ones. Mrs. Kozat was mine.
I don't recall.
So Blaine may or may not have been in third grade at the time. Okay, good to know. Good to know. All right, cool.
I only did it twice. All right, so can't remember.
All right, so you.
So the first. Well, do you remember the second go around?
I mean,
it's still fuzzy. On,
like seriously, speaking, why if you're gonna repeat a grade, do the lower grades. They're much better. I mean, you have nap time. You have arts and crafts. You have the playground. Like you don't get playground when you're a fucking sophomore in high school. Like that shit. Bullshit. Yeah, all right, so Blaine, you obviously have horrible taste in movies. What is your favorite movie, dude?
Favorite movie? I don't know. Simon didn't ask. Probably Office Space, if I had to say one.
So, you know? Simon has a favorite movie answer for you here, but it's not a movie. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
Email. Well, he said favorite movie or TV. Bullshit.
And then he puts on the show notes the favorite TV show. You know, just saying, thanks for that, Simon. All right, get the fuck off. All right. So, yeah, this is going to be fun. Go ahead, Danny.
All right. I mean, I feel like this might be a given for both of them, but I'm actually curious. Favorite beer?
Ooh.
Probably Pacifico. That's probably my favorite. Ooh, Pacifico.
All right. You're Mexican. I like it. Mexican.
All right. And since you did say beer.
I did say beer.
You did say
beer. Yeah.
And I said beer again. And I said beer again. Beer.
Okay, Jesus beer. Christ, Danny.
Chug.
It's not Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, Jesus.
Hey, Simon, what is your favorite
who you texting, bro?
Beverage that has alcohol?
No. Simon's texting somebody. No. Who are you texting, bro?
Lightning round.
Lightning round. What does that mean exactly? We're not paying attention here.
That means that we're going to do a lightning round of questions for our guests. And you guys are going to have...
Oh, so we're just going to burn through these. All right, we'll do the burn through. Ready? Quick answer. I accidentally pulled the beer one from it, so we'll skip it. All right, here we go. Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
I have no idea what you just said, Blake.
Yeah.
Me? Thursday.
All right.
Okay.
What condiments do you add to your hot dog?
Ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup, mustard.
Okay.
Okay. Danny, this is a very contentious question.
This is because we're at a disagreement on this.
You're right. I'm right and you're wrong, right?
Okay. Pineapple on pizza.
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Get the fuck out. That's three people can be wrong. That's fine. Three people can absolutely be wrong. All right.
What happened?
I just read the next question. Docs or phone support?
If Phone support.
Pass.
Remember, if you need any assistance, please go to Uptime Technology. All right. Last song you listened to?
Party in the USA, admit it.
Okay. Blake?
I don't even know. Sweet Child of Mine, probably.
All right.
That's legit. Okay.
You got me?
All right. Yeah, I guess it's my turn. I was drinking. Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in? That's real.
Las Vegas.
Miami. I'm just.
That is a great answer.
Las Vegas. That is a horrible answer.
It just better not be because a certain someone lives in Miami. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. We'll leave it at that. All right.
Say.
All right. This is a good one. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world, or be able to
drinking beer?
All right.
Oh yeah.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world, or be able to talk to animals? Blaine, we already know your answer.
Every language in the world.
And Blaine, we already know. We already know. You don't even have to say.
All right. So, why do you get the super long one, and I get favorite holiday?
I kind of wish I had that one.
St. Patrick's
Day.
What
was that, guys?
What was that, Ben?
Holiday. St. Patrick's Day.
That's a holiday. Yeah.
That's also how you giggled too.
That's
when
Simon's
you said
favorite
it.
Holiday too. Yeah. All right.
All right, Blaine. You.
Christmas.
All right. Christmas.
What's yours, Danny?
Oh, your guess.
4th of July.
Okay.
Just
America. Because of the speech.
It's the hat. That's what it is.
Maybe.
It's the hat.
Maybe. Biden. Did you know in less than an hour?
No. Did he make you guys hear his speech? His monologue in Chicago?
I don't think so.
I mean,
Is this the day
where it gets worse when he's
are we gonna bust it out? We might as well do it.
No.
Let's do it.
Simon, you can cut us off if you need to. So I'm going to describe it, we're not going to do it. So he will do the Bill Pullman presidential speech before they go from Independence Day, before they go off to fight the aliens in the final battle.
Honestly, it's known enough that you could just say the Independence Day speech. That's all you need. So who's writing novels now?
I was giving. See, Danny. I don't know if you know this. We have time to kill on this show.
Yeah,
I was giving a description.
So real
I was
quick,
painting a colorful picture.
It was actually kind of funny. It was my senior year. I had a speech class because I did not select my electives quick enough, and I had to do a speech class as one of my elected classes. And there was only 6 other people, so the final was to. You were going to get graded on 3 things: the originality of the speech, how you presented the speech, and by your classmates on how you got it. I was the only one that got an A on all of them.
This is a major novella, right?
All right. So anyways, the whole point was I'm there putting because it's VHS back in the day. So I'm just rewinding, just trying to memorize the speech. I memorized it. My dad comes home from work and he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm studying." Sure enough, I do the speech and I was the only one that got A's on all of it. But I still know it to this day.
And we've heard it 4 billion times.
Yep.
I don't remember it.
Oh, no, don't. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, for sure.
Simon, is it okay if I do it?
You're not that
good. Wait, he's going to write something. All right. Later. We'll do it. End of the show.
No, he means like end the show right now. That's it. Done. Yeah, we started late. We're ending early. We're done. All right.
Not that long.
Okay. So, superpower, invisibility, or super strength?
Super strength.
Invisibility. I'm
I mean, I'm with you. I already got the super strength, so.
So Blaine wants me to go walk around the house making sure he's not there? Is that what I'm trying to do?
I can't wait till you get home. I can only imagine what Brittany's going to be saying when you get home.
She's not writing in chat, so that's not a good sign.
No, it's not.
Not on your ear.
All right, so favorite childhood TV show?
Scooby-Doo.
TV show. All right, that's cool.
Fairly
that's
Odd
too,
Parents.
What do you say? I'm sorry.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Have you guys ever seen Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah, the cartoon, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's Cartoon Network, right? Or something like that?
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
That's a good one. There's a long one. There you go. You could ask.
If you could travel back in time, what period would you go to?
Say like Industrial Revolution-ish.
What would you do there?
Just industrialize?
Yeah, so, in other words, so when you travel back, you want to travel.
Industrialize like a motherfucker, bro.
Right.
Keith wants you to go back to his birth year.
Keith, Jesus.
So Glenn has a question. How young are these guys? Now, mind you, Glenn is not
Keith we are old,
but Glenn is older. Glenn is the oldest of my friends, not counting Keith. So I don't want Keith getting hurt. So Blaine, how old are you, man? Oh,
I couldn't hear.
Did anybody lip read?
Yeah, I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear him.
How old do you guys think?
Okay.
We are.
Young is based on perspective. That's something an old guy says.
That's a fair point.
I'm thinking Blaine is in his late 20s, like 29 maybe.
He told me, and I can't remember. We were probably drinking.
When weren't we drinking?
That's a fair point. Actually, I think Blaine was getting me drinks. Blaine and Blake were getting me drinks, actually.
We did.
All right. I can do it this way. Blake, how old are you, man?
26.
All right, so that makes Blaine 26. If you guys were in third grade,
no, remember time. He had to do it twice, so he's probably 27.
Yeah. He just confirmed.
I am 26.
Damn it! Oh wait, so you were held back and then ended up graduating with Blake? Is that what happened?
About the getting held back.
What does Keith say? He says, if you do not have three digits, you're not shit. Keith's his birth year. His birth
year was three digits. Crazy ass stories, and I don't fucking remember. But they were awesome.
No. Leonardo DiCaprio would want nothing to do with it. Yeah, you guys are at least a year too old, man. If you wanted to swing that way, just saying. So they'd industrialize the shit out of this shit. All right. This should be interesting.
That's funny that I
know. Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Say good day, mate, in Australian accent.
Oh, you got to do better than that. Come on, Danny.
Good day. I thought that was a good one.
That was bad.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
All right. All right. Look at that. Okay.
Wait, well, I don't think I like this question.
They witnessed your Irish accent.
Yeah, I know. They did witness my.
I want to call bullshit because for the last several years, Danny has been torturing everybody in the company with his British accent, which is absolutely horrible. And then we bring in Martin, who's legit British, and Danny hasn't done it once at work.
No.
Is it like performance pressure? Is it?
Yeah.
What I do is we're like I'm constipated and I'm going to say it like this.
No, but if you were going to do a British accent, what would it be?
That was it.
That's it.
All right. So I'm going to let you say this one. I'm going to let Simon say this one. Simon, what's question 14?
Sorry. Sorry, that was loud. I apologize. But you understand.
Who pulled these questions?
Including you.
I did. All right. Do you know the definition of triskaidekaphobia? Hold on. I think I have a banner on this. Triskaidekaphobia. That word.
It's the fear of something, but not.
I mean, yeah, it's a fear of something.
Will spell a word.
No.
Fear of Triscuits? Because those suck, man.
It's like the number one like myth.
Oh, it's the fear of Triceratops.
I don't remember what it is.
No, it's not. Do you have any clue? Any guess?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he is.
Dallin got it right. It's actually the fear of the number 13. So people actually have a fear.
What?
Wow.
I thought it was fear of beer.
Oh. I see what you did there. All right, so we'll cap it off with your go-to karaoke song.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
I'm going to say exact same thing. I was going to say
Oh my God. Well, then
I think you guys got to sing it right now. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's not how it works.
Middle of a Walmart before in the audio section.
So, Blaine, I know you don't have a lot of friends, but I'd like to introduce you to somebody who does sound reinforcement. I'm just saying he's local to you. Maybe you guys can hang out sometime. And there you go. Steven says, I love this bar by Toby Keith.
Oh.
That's some good shit. What do we say? I have a point Australian accent. I used to watch Steve Irvin. All right. So Simon's doing some shit. He says we got to do some. I think he's.
Oh, it's the guess the plot game.
Guess that plot. What happened when we had like all these like bumpers and shit? What happened to all that? No, but like there was an episode. Budget there cuts. Was like a moment where like Phil had all these bumpers that like it was super nice. What?
I think the admin had to approve that.
You know what it is? Yeah, budget. You can't work with a tilted camera.
Listen, these hats were a little expensive. Simon had to go get them today. There you go.
Oi! Oi!
Does Danny do a Southern accent? I don't think I've ever heard one. Danny do one.
One, I imagine. One for the crowd?
I think I got to get into it. You know what? I'll surprise you when it comes out. I think I got
We're talking accents, right? Nothing else is going to come out.
No, just the southernness.
Okay. I'm just saying the art guy got fired for making Red's raise head to scale. Listen, that was a dark time in tech bar history, all right? So there was a time when everything Juan would have my head like 10 times bigger than it needed to be. And everybody else's head was fine. It was just mine was like I was a bobblehead. I was, you know, doing this shit. It was some bullshit. I'm just saying. All right, guess that plot. Simon, what's going on here, man?
All right, so we're diving into our first game of the night. Seeing as Chris Pratt was actually part of movies, we're going to test your movie knowledge. Uh-oh. We're going to be playing guess that plot, which pretty much I'm going to give you. What?
There's Brittany.
Oh, Brittany, shut up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. The rules are very simple, guys. I'm going to put
a movie. Yeah, Brittany.
Plot. Wait, what's going on?
We're just waiting for you. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to put a movie plot in the screen, but it's going to be explained very, very badly, and you guys are going to have to guess which movie it is. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, first one, Americans finally bother to learn a foreign language. That's a hard one, actually. I should have put that. Americans finally bothered to learn a foreign language.
I have no idea.
I don't know what this is.
Americans finally bothered to
think learn. like space movies, but not what? Like Star Wars space movies. I'm talking about like starts with an A. This one's kind of hard.
Oh, okay. As long as you picked one of the 26 letters, thanks. and you didn't even pick like He didn't even pick like a movie.
Dude, this
like
is
a letter.
Horrible.
How many words are in the movie? In the movie name.
In the movie name for that. Seven.
Is it fucking A?
Not including the exclamation.
Gosh.
Oh, is it? A Land Before Time. Oh my God. Are you saying Avatar?
No. Yeah, it's not Avatar. No. Think humans. It's not like nothing. It's, well, it's not humans because
it's seven words or seven letters?
Seven letters.
Anaconda?
All right. No. When you go traveling and then you come back, right? Wait. When you go pick up someone. No, when you go pick up someone.
No more.
Armageddon? No, that's not enough letters.
When you go pick up someone from the airport, you go to departures or.
Arrivals?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Arrival? Okay, you can't pick movies like not
in the last 30 years. That movie.
I gotta be honest.
I've never even heard of that.
The movie's older than they are.
From the picture, it looked pretty.
What? Okay, what's look at the IMDb.
From
what's the year
the
of that
picture.
Movie?
Hold on. Let's see.
I'm gonna go 2017.
Arrivals?
That was 2016 with.
Yeah, man. Amy Adams. And then Hawkeye. Yeah, but.
Okay.
We might have to Ixnay this game, but we'll give
we'll
it
move
a
on. We'll move on.
Yeah, move on.
This one's awesome. Boy spent 7 years being a third wheel.
Dawson's Creek? No.
Boys, plural.
No, it says boy. It says
boy spent 7 years being a third wheel.
It's right in front of you.
Think very famous series. Like, very famous series.
But this is a movie.
Like, okay, but it's like a movie series.
A movie?
What genre? What genre is this?
I don't even know, but...
You haven't seen the movie.
It's one of the five movies that I've seen.
Fuck. How many movies are Harry Potter?
Yeah, it is. It's Harry Potter.
I was legit going to guess Harry Potter.
Oh, just scream it out, man. Just scream it out. Seriously.
I've seen one of those.
There you go. Oh, look at that. Glenn got it. Steven got it. Phil got it.
You see? The chat gets
it. You work here, dude. You have access to this shit.
The chat gets it.
Automatically disqualified.
No, we don't know either. So, you know,
okay, whatever. This one. All right, this one, no hints. Drug addicted girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 years. Let's have the chat.
Spider-Man. No. Oh.
Girl.
Blaine, Blake, you have any fucking clue what they're talking about?
Not
so bad.
No.
Drug addicted girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 years. Danny, any guesses?
Nothing.
What? What? Who's in the movie?
Oh. I mean, that gives it away.
Does it?
Yeah.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, it's Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Because of Jenna, eh?
Poor Dallin is trying so hard. He's like, I'd say Forrest Fump. And then it says Gunt. Gump. Vanilla Sky. Yeah, that's pretty accurate, too. Right,
Tim Golden said, time is girlfriend from Cuba. Oh, my God.
All right, what's the next one?
All right. So that was Forrest Gump. This was kind of hard too. After losing his father, a young boy joins a hippie group and becomes a vegan. It doesn't have to actually be a person. It could be like an animal.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Oh my God! Lion King.
Is it
the Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Lion King. It's gotta be.
You sure about that?
Mufasa.
Mufasa. I'm going with Lion
King.
Yep, you got it. Y'all wouldn't know Simon's girlfriend. She goes to a different school. You don't know how right you are, dude.
Oh, my God. All right, and then the last one will be, God lets his planet get destroyed because he doesn't want his sister living there.
Lion King was a good catch, man. Blake, you have any fucking clue what this is?
Guy lives no. And he gets destroyed because he doesn't want his sister living.
Oh,
there.
We have a challenge. Chat. Says he's not vegan because they eat bugs.
That's true.
That's facts.
Flag. There's a flag on the play.
Star Wars? That does look like Star Wars. I can see that. He doesn't want Leia on the Death Star?
Nope. Let's see what the chat says. Guy lets his planet get destroyed.
Right,
I have a hint, but it's going to give it away.
So it's, give us a hint that doesn't give it away.
It's a super, okay, it's a superhero movie. Guy
Captain America?
Get destroyed.
Blaine, you have any idea what the fuck this one is?
My guess is super. That's wrong, for sure.
No, it's not.
Starball. So
Space Wars.
I watched both of those, so whatever. I
Starball.
I was thinking Superman 2, but...
Nope.
But he doesn't have a suit. Oh.
This is going to give it away. You guys saw it recently.
Thor, like Thor?
Thor Love and Thunder?
Not Love and Thunder, but...
No, it's going to be Ragnarok.
But it's Thor. It's Thor.
I've never seen that one. Okay.
To be fair,
because Hela, his sister, they destroy Ragnarok.
Right, but that's Ragnarok, not just Thor.
I mean, they destroy. Yeah, I get it.
He just said Thor.
That sucked, Danny. I mean, that sucks. I do.
Might have to table this one, guys.
I have Mjolnir and Stormbreaker at home. I should bring those in.
You don't have.
Actually, there's Mjolnir right there.
You don't have shit, sir. I have Mjolnir.
That's mini Mjolnir, though.
What is in it?
Look, here. Let me show you. So I have Mjolnir here. This actually, thanks to Jonathan Crow, we had done an event where he was giving one of these away, and he found some awesome gifts. This is I used to keep this in my truck. This is actually a toolbox. So it's a toolbox where it has like screwdrivers and a flashlight. And so like you pull out of your car, you just like, you know, go help somebody that's stranded. You pull out Mjolnir and start fixing their shit. Like
that's pretty
fucking
cool.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Cool. I pay fucking money
worth
you to see that.
We're gonna have to discuss that game.
Did either of you guys see Love and Thunder? I see what Dallin thinks. You guys
Wait,
real
you guys watch is, huh? Marvel at all?
I'm not a superhero movie fan. I know it's all right, terrible,
that's
fair.
But he's more.
Do you think I don't know anything about me?
He's more Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Blake, what did you think about The Holiday? How was that movie? Did you like that one?
The Holiday.
Valentine's Day. What do you think about it?
Valentine's Day.
Thor Adventures in Babysitting was pretty awesome. Now, I liked Love and Thunder. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was great. I didn't care for Ragnarok in the beginning either. And I know everybody loved Ragnarok with Tiki Watakatiki Takatukutu.
He was in this one, too.
Yeah. Well, he directed it.
Yeah, he directed it.
I didn't – DC or Marvel? Tim's drunk. Actually, I know for a fact Tim's not drunk.
Actually, that would be a good question, too.
That would be – that would
– I'm a bad
Tim. Are you letting Simon spell for you? I mean, okay. I'm gonna have a beer while Tim figures this one out.
He said beer.
No, he said beer.
He said beer. Lane, he said beer. Damn it.
So, but they just Blake just said he doesn't watch superhero movies. Blaine, do you watch superhero movies?
Batman.
Okay, I'm Batman. Okay.
He said superhero. He's not a superhero.
Batman is the superest of the superhero.
He is a rich guy.
Dude,
he's
he just does whatever
Iron
the fuck
Man
he
of the wrong universe.
Wants. He's a sweet car.
Because Iron Man is smart, too.
Wants. I can respect
so is Batman. Him. Batman's fucking smart.
All right.
He's got
this,
Alfred.
This could lead us into a rabbit hole. Let's just proceed.
All right.
I swear to God, you know how much shit I get done if I had an Alfred?
I'll be honest. Watching you talk is like... It's like watching one of those old like martial arts movies where they're like, "You killed my father."
Hey! Still can't hear me.
No, we can hear you. It's just the lips at a different time than the talking. I mean, don't get me wrong; it is entertaining as fuck.
Blake, you've got to be seeing this too, right? I'm not the we're not.
I
the only
I
one,
am
right?
seeing it. No.
All right,
dude. Yeah, Apple technology the goat. At work here.
I'm just, you know what this is? He was giving us shit when we started, and we were having audio problems. This is the payback.
Oh, that's
right
what you're doing.
Here.
Oh, all right, I see how it is.
Was.
I figure right. why these lights do this. Hold on, I gotta turn this shit off. Danny, do your thing. Talk.
All right, I think Simon will go to the next.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. I got it. I got it.
Drunk?
What was that,
confessions.
Simon?
Confessions.
Wait, hold on. Hey, dude, these fucking kids the entire time. Yeah, we're done.
I'm not texting like
no,
a dog.
We're, just, what? No. What? What? No. What? No.
So, confessions.
Nobody can hear you, dude.
We're going to be pulling some drunk confessions from people online. Why am I seeing myself double? This is like me looking at myself too. All
right. So you could be a full human.
I'm going to be putting some drunk confessions from online, and we're just going to read them and then banter about it and give us, you guys are going to give us your thoughts. And then at the end, we're going to do some drunk confessions or just confessions in general. All right. So first one, has this ever happened to you guys? So there was a guy, I was so drunk, I pissed on my dog in his crate. I sat on the crate and just let it go. That dog still forced me though.
So
anything close to that. My,
I don't
my
think anyone has
brother
has,
though.
No.
In the middle I mean, of the night, Danny's had some pissing stories where
yeah.
somebody's living then.
Oh, I've pissed in somebody's living room. I've done that. And they had carpet. I'm just going to say right now, they had carpet. They knew what they were getting. So
they had carpet.
And they just stayed.
Yeah.
This
but you don't pee on your dog. That's fucked up. First of all, this guy sat down on a crate to pee.
No.
Yeah, why was he sitting to pee?
No. He did. He sat on the dog. He sat in his crate. I sat on the crate and let it go, which means it rained pee on my fucking dog.
That's pretty shitty.
Now, I know for a fact I've kicked my dog before.
Wait, are we going to give him more
back
shit?
Running because she loves me, but like I get dogs do that.
Wait, can we give him more shit that... Oh, unless this was a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, because dude,
oh, yeah. No. I'm drunk, I'm sitting down. It's in the middle of the night, I'm sitting down. I'm not trying to aim and shit at 3 in the morning. That's not
it depends on if I'm
drunk.
Yes. When I'm drunk, I need stability.
Right.
If not, we have a water aeration situation going on. I'm just saying, you can call me Rainbird. That's a bad idea. So, you know that. Anyway, so.
Okay. So Blaine, when you posted this under the pseudonym of Solarilin, what actually caused you to do this?
I was just.
Actually, we have.
And I see that the dog still adores you because it's there.
And we have Tim Golden Showers in the chat.
I haven't even shown you guys my dog. Yeah,
you don't do that to a dog. I can't imagine any good American Bush Light drinking man is gonna pee on his dog.
All right, here's the question: have you ever peed on an animal on purpose?
No.
Why would you, Danny? Why That's would you? No.
I tell you.
I have.
No, is I have.
What time did you pee on? What
animal? I didn't say that.
What animal did you pee on purpose?
It's a good way to get a ride.
It was a frog, and I was drunk, and I peed on the frog.
Hold on. The actions of Daniel Laura do not in any way reflect the Tech Bar or any of its other hosts.
I was drunk.
I was drunk.
There was a frog.
And show.
I peed on a frog.
On a frog.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil. What, Danny? Juan, if you're watching this later, we're going to need a graphic.
It was a frog. It's okay.
It doesn't matter. You don't pee on animals.
Okay, we're moving on.
Back me up.
Maybe a toad, but no.
No,
you don't.
This is all for games and banter. Like Phil said, no animals were harmed in the making of the Tech Bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say dogs peed on people because my brother's dog peed on Michelle once. So I've seen that.
That same dog pissed on me too.
What is the question, Simon? Is this real or
you,
what? No, that's real. Like those are drunk confessions.
Dog, Dave.
Oh.
So all right.
What?
We're moving on to our next.
He was just excited to see me.
We're moving on.
Did the frog stay there and wait?
No. We're talking about how that same dog that peed on Michelle also jizzed on me.
John's dog?
Yeah. Tyson?
No, not Tyson.
Well, Tyson.
Tyson's a horny fucker. I'm not talking about Tyson. I'm talking about his new dog, Roscoe.
He jizzed on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hold on. Wait. I want to hear more of the frog story. I want to hear more about the pee princess and the dog. And the frog. So this frog, did it stay there while you were peeing or did it leave?
No, it moved.
Did you follow it with
No. I peed on it.
How long were you peeing on it before it left? Oh. These are questions we need to know.
It was rather quickly. I peed on it as it got dripped on. It's like, oh no. And then it
and then you finished peeing there anyway, or what? How did the
well, I stayed standing there. It left. It
so this
it,
had to
it
be
was
outside.
Able to escape the
stream.
The stream, and that's it.
Okay, and this was outside.
Yes, we're gonna go with yes on
okay.
that.
Okay, this was at your home or somebody else's home?
That makes sense.
This was someone else's home.
Okay, and did you continue peeing after the frog left?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and guess. See, we're gonna do this game. I'm gonna go ahead and guess this was nighttime.
Obviously.
After midnight.
I was drinking.
There
I
had
was
been
probably
drinking
more
debauchery. Okay.
It has to be after midnight.
How many drinks, Blaine and Blake, do you think it takes to get Danny to piss on a frog? Or any amphibian. We'll just say any amphibian.
Probably eight.
I think you have a lot.
I was gonna say 9 to 10.
10. Jesus.
All right.
How many drinks were you into before you started amphibian tossing?
It's probably around what they're saying because I do not recall.
Do you think that's like a fetish? Or like what people
I think
it no,
is.
It's not a fetish. Listen, I'll explain to you what exactly happened. I went and started peeing. I saw, oh, look, a frog. And I started peeing on it and then it booked.
So, okay, but let's dive into this now because there's so many questions I have right now. So, You see this frog? Were you starting to pee and then you saw the frog, or did you see the frog and say, "I need to pee"?
No. I started to pee and I saw the frog. I'm like, "Oh, frog!" And then I started
okay.
peeing.
Okay, so it was an action of opportunity.
Correct.
Okay.
He was in my domain,
and you were like, "Fuck you, frog! You're getting
me." I might have actually said that too. Talking to myself, I might have actually said that.
Danny, I think Blaine and Blake might be a little young for this one. You want to explain what MB 2020 is? Do they still make
MB 2020? A 40?
I didn't know what.
40.
Mad Dog 2020.
No.
What?
You're so full of shit. Mad Dog 2020 is, imagine, okay, cough syrup, if it had more alcohol, that's MB 2020. So it's about the only alcohol I could afford when I was of drinking age, slightly younger. And so you would go to the gas station, of course, and you buy a bottle of MB 2020. It costs like $3 or $4. It was cheap as shit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, brother. All right. You'd buy a bottle, and it didn't come in like flavors. It came in colors. Purple was.
I had the competitor, which was St. Ives.
Yes,
there was
same
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it tasted like cough syrup with alcohol. About the same amount of alcohol, not drinking alcohol, rubbing alcohol as
40%
or not, it would stain your mouth for at least a couple of days. Whatever color you got, that's what your color
same
your mouth is.
Kool-Aid, but without the sugar.
Yeah.
But you, if you drank enough, you would break through a wall going, oh, yeah.
And then you, for like 2 days, talking to your parents, like, hey, Mom.
All right, Simon, what do we got up next?
Oh, man.
All right, yeah, so, I mean, this one only Ray understands then. Table dance at Taco Bell after finishing a quart of MD 2020.
Okay,
is a quart a lot?
Now, this is a perfect date, and I'll tell you why. Whoever bought drinks and dinner here didn't spend more than $5 on the whole event. That is, back in my day, you could go to Taco Bell with $5 and feed 10 people and still have drinking money when you were done. Right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Back when they had the Mexican pizza?
Oh, man. Taco Bell.
Dude. That was a place.
It was literally like 30 cents for a taco.
Bro, and you'd hang out there and it'd be 3 in the morning because they were open all night. And you'd have like everybody in the parking lot. Now is the place to chill.
Yeah.
It was a good place. So
I miss the
90s. Taco Bell cheaper than the toilet paper you used afterward. No. Taco Bell cheaper than food. Oh, the Mexican pizza's back. I was just talking to Matt Fox about this. Yeah. Awesome. Bro, they got rid of Mexican pizza. They gave us a fucking crunch wrap.
No, the crunch wrap was always there.
No, it was not always there. Absolutely not. Crunch wrap. I will Google that.
Damn, when we get to talk about this.
All right, you guys continue the show. I'm Googling for facts.
All right.
And help me out, man. You know the crunch wrap was there with the Mexican pizza.
2005.
Me?
I don't know what that means.
That's a year.
Well, yeah, I know.
The crunch wrap came out of Taco Bell in 2005. Not always. 2005.
And you're saying the Mexican pizza left at 2005?
No, I didn't say they. I'm not saying it was a straight swap beer. I'm saying that.
Straight swap beer.
Oh my God.
I'm saying that.
Blaine, I'm not seeing you drink, sir.
They gave us the crunch wrap. They decided to keep that and they got rid of the fucking Mexican pizza. Like, come on. Those are bad decisions.
All right. That's fair. This is that rabbit hole we go into sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why.
Good thing we have Simon to keep on track.
Yeah. So, next drunk confession. Played footsies with my friend's foot, thinking it was my wife's. We just smiled at each other awkwardly and moved on. Do you talk about it when you're playing footsies after, or you just pretend it never happened?
That's a good question, because Danny plays footsie with me all the time. Danny, when you do this, do you talk about it afterward? Ah! So... Bro, don't put your hand on my skirt. Anyway, so like when you do this, like, do you talk about it after? Like, hey, remember that one time we were playing footsie under the table and then we got pregnant? No, like, do you talk about it or like, what do? Just pretend it never happened?
You always do that. Yep. Always pretend
it's like, it's like Fight Club. You just don't talk about it. Yeah.
So it's like, and if you're ever called on it, you pull like a Shaggy, you're like, it was on me. Like, oh, so like Dallin's assuming this was two men. Okay. That brings an extra layer of.
It's okay.
First of all, Dallin, you're assuming that men and women can't be friends. You're fucking sexist. No, I'm kidding. I love Dallin. He's awesome.
That is the move, though. You always say that. No,
you do police that.
Yeah.
You need to step
in. At one point, it's like we were playing footsies. We ended up in bed the next morning. No homo. Like, at what point is it like, you know, a fucking bad decision or a life decision? A little more awkward. What is it? A little more awkward. I can't see most of the screen because Danny did something. A little more awkward when you play footsies under the blankets. First of all, if you're in the bed under the blanket. Like
the first bad decision you made.
Context matters.
Yeah.
All right, so Blaine and Blake, who was
I'm not receiving that comment, but yes.
Blaine, was this well, you? That went to Blaine.
We're not allowed. There's a couple NDAs out there and stuff.
NDA. About it.
Are you Dova Kindred Spirit?
That would be your name, wouldn't it? That'd be your burner account. I feel it.
Hold on. This is like 10 minutes behind our conversation. Yep, cheap. Only better bang for the buck was Boone's Farm Wine. I remember that shit. I think they still sell it.
They still sell it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and
they have a peach that's not bad.
I mean, it's not the first drink you're going to go to, but yeah. Have you ever gone to bed thinking it's with your wife and you wake up and it's with your friend?
No,
I know you've gone to sleep and people piled on you and broken bed. I know that.
No,
ew. No. Has anybody woken up? I always end up. Else?
Like I always end up where I'm supposed to end up.
Yeah, you say that because Brittany's watching.
I've never had that moment. No, it's no.
You say that because Brittany's watching and Blaine's on TV. I'm just saying. It's real dangerous right now.
No, unless. I wake up one morning and Mr. Invisible Superpower shows up there. Oh, Blaine, what the fuck?
So now if anything happens in your house, you're going to assume it's Blaine with his invisible superpower?
I mean, when in doubt, just go with it.
When in doubt, call Blaine
it's
out.
It's an easier answer.
Oh, yeah. Steven and Simon are spending. So we have a conference coming up in a few weeks, and Steven and Simon are bunking together in the hotel because their bosses are cheap as fuck. And we did. We I didn't book this. Nikki did. So I'm assuming two separate beds, but I'm not promising two separate beds.
Wait, there's two separate beds? I'm not going anywhere. I get it.
Now, to Steven's credit, Simon doesn't take a lot of space. So. Champagne, yes. Champagne and malt liquor. I haven't seen it myself. I think I saw it mentioned on an episode of the Flintstones. But yeah. Whatchamacallit? Steven calls Little Spoon. Keith says, do you need me to babysit the OIT travel team again? You're welcome to come down to Miami, dude. Absolutely. Just don't wake up next to the dog you peed on the night before.
That's good.
Because the dog will love you, but he'll give you that stare of like, why? Why have you done this to me?
I know. All right, so
Blaine, Blake, we have a game we'd like to call Florida, Not Florida, where we have a story and then we're going to guess, is this in Florida or is this not in Florida? And are we doing Florida or not, or Michigan, or is this just Florida, not Florida? Yeah, Simon's like,
yeah, we were trying to do that, but
Simon's like, fuck it.
But your state is boring, so it didn't work out.
Oh, we have a bumper for this one.
I don't know.
Like, this is the one. Okay, so that one we could afford that bumper. Okay. That was on layaway.
100% Florida.
So, you know.
100%
Florida.
So, Blake, why don't you...
I mean, that could be Michigan, thing? Not going to lie.
Go ahead and read it out,
probably.
Blake.
Man asked police to test meth for authenticity.
Like Steven, struggle cuddle. That's oh, poor Simon.
Isn't a struggle cuddle a little rapey?
I mean, Simon's going to have a bad time. Simon, you ready for that struggle cuddle, man?
It's in Miami, so I could...
Are you saying you could justify it because it's in Miami?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, fucking asshole. Anyway, man asks police to test meth for authenticity. Here's the thing. I used to work at the Miami Police Department, and we would get calls like this. This is not even like a rare thing. This is like a common thing. I have to say Florida because I've witnessed this shit.
I'm going to say Central Florida.
And where are you moving to again, Danny?
Central Florida.
Yeah, Central Florida. There you go. All right. Blaine, what do you say, man?
Florida for sure.
Oh, yeah. Blake?
Yeah, Florida.
Dallas says what happens in Miami ends up on Florida, not Florida. Those are facts, sir. Those are facts. Actually, Dallin, aren't you going to be in Miami in a few weeks, sir? Speaking of. Yeah. Simon, what is it?
So man? What is it? What did you say?
I said Miami.
Oh.
Spring Hill, Florida.
We're Spring Hill. I'm going to say Central Florida. Come on, Spring Hill. Random hillbilly city. Random hillbilly city.
Next up. You want to read that?
Yeah. Florida, not Florida. Man tries to evade arrest by cartwheeling away from cops. You can't catch me. Tuck. Like. Okay, I would love to see that TikTok. I'm just saying. Oh, no missing this one. Fucking Dallin. Man. All right. We'll catch up another time. No worries. All right. So, Danny, what say you, man?
To go back, I was correct. It was Central Florida, by the way.
Of course it was.
It was Ocala, between Ocala and Tampa, so that constitutes as Central Florida.
And
so
where are you moving to again?
South of there. South of there. All right, so for this one, man tries to...
South side.
This is not Florida. This is
I'm
going to
say not Florida.
Not Florida. Florida,
sounds like
you said?
A Kansas thing.
It's like California.
I want to ask, like, were any of the cartwheels successful? You know what I mean? Like,
well, what constitutes a successful cartwheel?
That he didn't fall on the floor.
Is there like a body cam video in the article?
Right? I would love to see that body cam video. I'm saying not Florida only because that takes coordination, and we don't have that kind of coordination.
Stop saying we, man.
We? No, no, we're from Florida.
All right, Simon.
So this one is actually Florida, Orlando.
Oh, oh my God, it's Central Florida.
This is Glenn Holcomb's part of town. Okay.
Was it Glenn?
Was it Glenn? I think Glenn's heart within days of
blood. Oh, wait a second, guys. I think we have a video.
I want to see this video. This
we have a video. So banter. Dallin, how much says, bantering can we wait for?
We've been doing it for an hour and a half. I think we can banter another minute.
All right. So Orlando is considered.
Okay. Dallin says, I'm also not saying not Florida. Sounds like body cam footage event. You were wrong, Dallin. Just saying Orlando is in Florida.
Orlando. Did this happen in Disney World? Because that'd be funny.
Was this the same guy? Was I think Steven's doing some math here, and he's like,
I mean, the distance between Spring Hill and is pretty far. However, so, oh God, yes, please.
That is fantastic.
Oh yeah, probably was on meth. Let's be real.
I was disappointed by the meth video, but you guys can give me
meth at best.
I mean, is that dude wearing like jean shorts or what is he?
Dude, those are
so. Are we going on 2 frames per second or?
So, but I like that the dude has his hat. The hat doesn't come off. This guy's obviously drinking Busch Light.
Oh,
like,
he did this it. Is, he teleported.
Yeah.
No shoelaces even.
Hey, hey, hey.
No shoelaces. Hey. That is, and tank top.
Is he wearing Crocs?
No, yeah, they look like Velcro shoes.
It has a big
No, it's pretty tongue. Far. I can't tell from here. It's pretty far.
How? All right, Danny. Simon, what's the next one?
Keystone.
Is he doing math or meth?
Well, that's funny too.
So Steven thought he had Crocs on too, for the record.
Thank you.
The video is brought to you by Blaine's Audio. That's
probably oh my God. It's terrible. That's
fantastic. I'm gonna raise a glass because that's the fucking comment of the night right there too.
There you go, Blaine. You win on that one.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Me and Blake, we're going to smoke cigars and drink together. So.
Man loses more than 30 pounds drinking only beer during Lent.
What kind of beer does he drink? Because I don't lose weight.
Right?
Wait, so how does that work? I'm like, I will not.
No water? Was he brushing?
He basically gave up everything, but... Beer. No,
for drink. So beer. He didn't eat any food. He only drank beer.
Damn, you said it like 3 times.
Beer?
Yeah.
Beer?
Oh my God. I love beer. You guys keep saying beer.
Fucking dick.
You all can't hear Simon, right? So that doesn't count.
So what do you think
All right. So, okay. Finally, it's 5 p.m. time to head home. Damn West Coasters. No. All right. How many times you guys say beer? I heard it 4 times. That's accurate. That is absolutely accurate.
And you just said it now. Reading.
I did. All right. So man loses more than 30 pounds drinking only beer during Lent. Blake, I'll let you start, man. I don't know. What say you, man?
I'm going to go not Florida.
All right.
Blaine?
Sure, Florida then.
I don't know. This
you
so
give
weird.
Me the ice, you're sticking your hand in there.
I'm waiting. Well, it's my turn to guess.
His hand has been in the ice bin for like 5 minutes. Like, it's starting to make me uncomfortable. Like, what he's doing.
I'm going to say.
I got
no,
it.
No, it's got to it's gotta be. It's got to.
It's fine. There.
That's all you need?
Yeah.
All right, big dog.
Why don't you answer? We've been waiting for like.
Oh, I'm going to go with not Florida.
That's a Canadian 100%, says Steven. I'm going to say not Florida. And I'm gonna go with Steven and say, yeah, that might be Canadian.
No, it's beer and not maple syrup, by the way I said.
Beer. Canadians have beer. They drink beer when they drink beer.
and it's maple beer. Syrup.
And maple syrup flavored beer.
Ooh.
Actually, that sounds delicious.
No, that does sound delicious.
Knob Creek has one. It is absolutely fucking disgusting. So I'm saying not Florida. Simon, what is this, man?
This is actually Ohio.
Ah! That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cleveland, probably. I'm just saying.
I got to start censoring some of Keith's comments.
Emmy show, sir.
Yes, yeah, sir. This is something you can bring your kids to watch.
The line is peeing on frogs. That's it. You okay, can't now, go past now, that.
Okay, okay. I got to call on this. What the fuck is a shreddy? Steven, can you tell me what this is?
Shreddy?
All right. Well, Steven's hearing the audio because they're like 7 seconds behind us. Dallin, what you didn't know is Florida took over the rest of the country when you weren't looking. So all the answers are Florida. That would be so terrifying.
And awesome at the same time.
There is beer with maple syrup. It's gross. Yeah. Oh, it's a cereal. Oh, like shredded wheat. Okay.
Oh.
Shreddies. Shredded. Okay. I get it. Is that like shredded wheat, Steven? All right. Anyway.
Actually,
Danny, you want to read this one?
Yeah. Man arrested on DUI charge after driving scooter into Walmart.
Okay, that might have been me. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize now. You know, I have the need for speed. I live my life one quarter aisle at a time.
This is Florida.
This is Florida at 3 a.m. I'm just saying.
Absolutely Florida. This is, yeah. This is Florida. Lane?
Dallin says beer.
I mean, me and Blake actually had to look up scooter, and it turns out you can. So I'm going to go ahead and say Florida, though.
All right. Blake, are you going to go against us here?
No, I'm going to say Florida.
All right. Well,
what would you say, Danny?
I said Florida, too.
All right. This so we're all in agreement this is Florida. Oh, yeah. All right. Give us Florida, Simon.
Well, he told us what it is. It's a cereal.
I know. We put it up. Thanks for paying attention. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon is not paying attention.
Melbourne!
Which is in where? What part of Florida?
Florida!
Central Florida.
Central.
Just so you guys know, Melbourne, very close to where we send our rocket ships up in Cape Canaveral. So
we may or may not don't be send them crazy up people putting going. Them in rockets and sending them off. Just saying. You don't like this one?
Oh, because of he's reading it and then thinking of his own life experience.
Oh no, this is kind of fucked up. Why would you pick this for this story? Like,
this is fucking weird.
Fucking hate that, Simon.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah,
oh my god, why did you even put this up?
I feel like I have to read it. I don't care where it happened. I don't want to get, but like I have to read it at this point.
Man. No, don't no.
I think I need to don't go to church after a while.
This is bad juju, bro.
North Carolina.
Poor Chris. Chris, we're never visiting. Oh, no. Chris moved out of North Carolina. We're safe. I think Chaz is still in North Carolina, though. So,
yeah.
Poor Chaz. Is that it? Was that how you were going to end this? You were
going to
end this on the kids' ashes? Simon, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
It's a bold ending.
Hey, thank you for making me pee on a frog the least important thing that happened tonight. Fuck, I appreciate that.
I see that.
Jesus.
Wait, why is it, what is on your trucker hat exactly?
I'm not sure.
That's like, I don't get, it's like no, mountains closer,
closer,
and the sun?
Closer, closer. No, no, yeah, closer. Closer. Closer.
All right, nobody cares. All right, so. Yeah, OG's ashes. Simon, what do we have? Because we cannot end on that shit.
Please bring up something else.
We have another drunk story. Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, so, guys, this one time I peed on a frog. It was – I was not proud of it.
All right. Actually, I was okay. proud of it. I'm going to regret this, but, Danny, I'm going to go ahead and let you do your monologue.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because you don't change it.
All right, guys. I want you. Here we go. In less than an hour, aircrafts from you will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. You'll be fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win today, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as a day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. Dan, 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 dan. You got to do the, because that's what made it. Dan, 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 dan,
dan. There you I'm go. Back!
I was like watching the scene over as you did that. It was pretty good.
Yeah, you just relived it right now.
It's, yep. And I haven't seen that movie in probably 10 years.
Oh, I'm getting love. I'm getting love. I love it.
Yeah,
both. Dude, you know what they're starting to do now? So, you know how, like, I guess TBS or TNT, on Christmas Eve, Christmas, they start playing Christmas Story on repeat. On 4th of July, this year, they were playing Independence Day on repeat. It was awesome.
Nice. Oh, wait. Tim Golden is redeeming himself. Do you see your Marvel instead of Marvel? Good vote for Danny. There you go. Very cool. Simon, can you drop that, man? Thanks, dude. All right. So I think that is an appropriate time to end the show. So why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying we're ending.
That is the conclusion. Early? That is the conclusion of our stuff, Danny.
But we still have time.
Okay, so listen, we start late, we do what we want, but if you want to carry the show, go ahead, sir.
All right, well, first off, that's the first time I've actually done it. Beer. So, son of a bitch, he said beer.
He did say beer.
So, Blaine and Blake, can I get a rating on that? That was pretty good, right? I mean, you could lie and say it wasn't.
I think it was pretty good.
Did you just... Oh, okay. Well,
Brittany says add ideas for future tech bar games to help Simon. And for the record, Simon is not on screen right now because his headset has died.
No,
because I've told him several times to replace it, and he's still yet to do so. So
he probably has one.
You know what? We actually still have time. And
how has Danny been carrying us for years if he just joined this year? I mean,
that's how integral I am.
This was the first tech bar intro where he actually
finally people are realizing I am an integral piece or cog.
He's very important.
Why would you support that? Why would you support
that? All right, listen. So we do have some time, so we could go back.
You know my favorite part of the show? This hat.
That's a good hat. I like that hat. I'm going to steal that hat.
No, you're not.
I'm going to.
You took the fucking captain hat. I don't know what you did with that.
No, I didn't take the
captain. I don't know where the captain hat is. No, bro, it's not there.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know. All right. So, guys, I know we kind of skipped it because, you know, remember that time on the tech bar when Blaine went, like, black screen and disappeared? I was asking you guys about that whole, like, I don't know, that you guys got lost at 16 in the woods. So... you guys want to go over that story since we kind of went through everything?
Another drug confession.
Oh, what's happening?
So this is how when everybody's not on the same page here. This is what happens. All right, chat. Are we still tipsy? Are we still tilted?
I know we're tilted because you can see these are perfectly leveled. Because kind of OCD.
See, the building wasn't built correctly.
No, I had a laser level, and I leveled to the floor, and I yeah.
All right, so guys, tell us about that story.
I'm not even kidding about that.
Well, it was your 16th birthday.
No, I think it was like the evening of prom, and we were sophomores in high school, so we didn't go to prom. Because there was no one to come pick us up was the problem.
How old were you guys? Yeah. 16, 17?
16, okay. I think.
16, sophomore. Yeah. Pay attention.
I'm helping with the chat, sir. All right?
And I had a Jeep at the time, which is a terrible idea for a kid in high school, I feel like. And we went out to some state land with a couple of buddies, and we got stuck mostly because we went into a puddle that was too deep and filled the engine full of water. But the whole time we were trying to get it out, Blaine was sitting in the back seat, not helping get it out. He was running defense with my parents. And he told my dad that we had to stop at his grandma's to do some gardening. That's where it started. And it would have worked if he stopped there. But then it was dark, and my dad's like, "You still doing gardening in the dark?" And he's like, "No, my grandma made some pie, and we had to stay and eat it." And then after that, it just went downhill.
We're not good at lying when we're younger. I feel that being a good parent right now is completely because my son sucks at lying. And, you know, if he were to get good at it, I'd be so fucked. But, you know, just say it.
Gotta be honest with you. Never lied to my parents, ever. On senior skip day, I actually told them.
You should have.
Actually told them I was skipping school because it was senior skip day.
So we have an interesting proposition from Keith.
Uh-oh.
He says he just rented a place for his daughter's wedding in 2 years. Can we do a tech bar from the wedding? My response is, I feel that is a horrible idea. Let's do it. I mean, he says it's a real classy place. Fallbrook, CA. I would expect nothing less from you, Keith. We rented the entire garden area. Oh, you guys can do midnight gardening. for the day, so no one interrupts us. I'm just saying, we can bring Blaine and Blake to garden. You and I can be there doing our whatever we do. Simon can be off camera doing his stuff. Right, Simon? Good talk. All right. So, and we can do that. We can find some frogs to pee on. We can race frogs by peeing on them.
Yeah. Keith, you have to confirm there's going to be frogs in that garden. Yeah. Because that's the only way I'm going to go.
Tim gets it.
Wow, man. Should I just wear a frog hat to the next conference?
I'm just saying. No, we need to play Frogger with a drunk guy. Okay. This is going too far. All right. Steven, I expect to hear all of your drunken stories when I see you in a couple weeks. Steven will be coming down from the Canada. We can pre-show at the Keith's monster cabin before. Keith has a cabin in the woods, which may be terrifying, but I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, that's super rich. Cousin Keith.
To beer. Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah.
So
guy that asked, so this is going to Brittany's question. The guy that asked Gen Z questions on the street on YouTube would be hilarious to review. What country is the Queen of England from? Insert real stupid answer. Yes, I agree.
Too soon.
Cabin in the woods, there will be frogs.
All right.
Steve. Yeah. Tim is answering for Keith. Good shit. I love this. Yeah. All right. I've never seen a frog at Lake Arrowhead. Hey, what kind of wedding are you doing if you don't import frogs? Like, seriously, come on, man.
Cheap ass.
Dallin, is that the... Oh, yeah. I love the Dallin posts from two different channels. All right. And it is Jack. A cabin in the woods. Right, cool. The Justin Awad channel. We will look into that.
You know, before we end the show, I got to ask Blake.
Oh, now we can end the show? I just want to make sure.
I don't know. Simon wants to go home because I guess he has to text some girl or something.
Hold on, Simon. I want to let them see what you're writing.
She's still in high school. She's going to go to bed.
Yeah, this is what... Closing thoughts and a wrap. All right. Well, here's a closing thought.
All right. I said a hip. No.
Blake, what is your assessment when I originally said that Blaine looks like Chris Pratt? And like,
I thought it was spot on at the time, actually. I had never thought that before, but as soon as you said it, I could see it. So
that's one of those things. You need a second pair of eyes, you know? The guy you play footsies with once in a while.
Right.
You kind of need to have a second opinion, if you will. So, Blaine, what did you think when I said it?
Oh, Mr. Aaron Bolton, host of 38 at 38.
Aaron, I want to be a freaking guest one time. I got a good story for you, man. All right, so back to the question. What do you think, Blaine?
I thought it was a compliment. I'm a big...
So I said it was like Parks and Rec, Chris Pratt, not like...
That's all right.
Who's this guy?
I thought of that. Oh, thanks, man. No, but I'm saying like Parks and Recs, not like...
All right, I think that's...
Hey, Mike- That's a way to end the show.
Yeah, I think that's what you would call it.
No, man.
No, Aaron just joined, and that's why you want to keep going, because Aaron just joined?
No. It's fine either way. No, I was actually very curious about that. And by the way, Steven, you are incorrect, sir. That's the thing, though, Steven. You don't have a basis. You didn't actually meet him in person. I'm telling you, I saw him.
Oh my God, Chris Pratt. I know what this is. This is the...
Pretty sure I was bringing you help.
The Hawaii story shit.
What did you say, Dane?
Pretty sure I was bringing you a drink.
God, it's like watching a Japanese movie.
It is. We're watching a Kurosawa movie right now. At some
Blake,
point,
you know I'm long enough. What did he say? Can you please repeat
Blaine
what he said?
Blaine is going to take out a samurai sword any minute now. He's like, it's going to be phenomenal. All right, so... Whatchamacallit, Danny, my love, Aaron says, by the way. Yeah, no, get the fuck off. This is my show. All right. No. Bad Jackie Chan movie. Thank you, Tim. All right. With that, I think we can take it out. Simon, what the fuck do we got coming on? No, you do upcoming events. Don't fucking point at me. You do upcoming events.
We do.
Notice how he hides it when he came out. He's like, what we're going to do is...
So we do have a couple of events coming up. Actually, we have a shit ton of stuff coming up. So tomorrow, MSP Dispatch Week Wrap-Up presented by the MSP Media Network. That's at 10 a.m. We actually have some pretty good stories for you guys. On Tuesday, we're back with MSP Dispatch, showing you guys everything that happened over the weekend. Tune in at 10 a.m. presented by the MSP Media Network. And then on the 29th, we're back at the Tech Bar at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Vince of Dark Cube. On October 3rd through October 6th, we're going to be in-person event, UGM, Miami, Florida. I'm going to be playing footsies with Steven, and we're going to be having a lot of shenanigans. I am. All right. And then October 25th through October 27th, we have another in-person event, 7-Figure MSP live sales and marketing event in Orlando, Florida. Ray, Danny, Alex, and myself will be there. So come hang out and come say hi to the team.
And with that, I think that wraps us up for this 43rd episode of the Tech Bar with Blake and with Blaine Kurosawa. We appreciate you, dude.
Guys, I just want to say I appreciate it. You guys coming up to me, especially in Chicago when we're there. And I appreciate you asking to be part of this because you wanted to be part of it. And I do appreciate you guys wanting to be involved. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, if there's an after party link, and I'm not promising one, but if there is, we'll put in the MSP Geek Geekcast channel as well as our own Discord, as well as Teams. I guess I don't know. I'm not promising.
And then a MySpace. Don't forget MySpace. We'll put it on.
Tom
MySpace
will put it out. It'll be his top eight, top seven. So anyway, and that takes us out. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much, OIT fam. Till next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.